Shir is Masech Baba Kama Daf Pei Vav, and we will begin on Daf Pei Hei Yom Beis, four lines from the bottom, Boi Rava. Boi Rava. Shevach HaPoich Soi Medomim. When we have a situation that the person will not be able to work for a while, and that the reason he won't work for a while is because currently there's something wrong, which the Gemara will identify in half a moment, but he will be fine eventually. And since it's not a permanent damage, the Gemara's question is, Nezek is really not in order, because Nezek, as we learned back in the Mishnah, is when there's permanent damage. Here there's no permanent damage, but since he has depreciated in value, is there a payment for it or not? And the Gemara explains itself. Hey Chidami, what does Rava mean? Kegon shekil al yodai, where somebody gave him an injury on his hand, but some si yodai, and his hand shrivels up because of that injury. However, v'soif alachzer, it'll get better, emitz Hashem. Mai, so how does the halacha view this? Kiven the soif alachzer, since he will eventually be fine, lo yov lo mida, there's no reason to pay for the value of his hand. Adoma has to be afchase. Right now, his hand isn't usable, and therefore, since his hand currently is not usable, there should be payment. And as Tosfos explains, this is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara's question. He says that this individual currently, his hand is shriveled up. It's a temporary situation. However, were he sold as an Eved today, people don't like to take chances in life. And therefore, they're going to go and ask, they're going to sell him. People will not say, it's no problem buying this individual as an Eved. He'll be fine, because right now he's not fine. Or do we say, since right now, right now he's not fine and therefore he should have to pay. Or do we say, since he'll be fine, there's no reason for payment. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Hamaka of v'imoy. Somebody wounds one of his parents. V'loyasim b'chabura. We know the Torah says, Maka of v'imoy, ma'asyumas. If somebody has to show him hits a parent, he's chayiv misa. But the chayiv misa is only a maka shiyesh b'chabura. A maka that there is, a chabura means a real wound. Here, he hit his parent, but there's no chabura. Or somebody does such an act on Yom Kippur, where again, since there's no chiv misa, as we've learned this halacha already, so in both of these situations, there is no chiv misa, and since there's no chiv misa, we don't say in these situations, kimle midrabanei, and since there's no kimle midrabanei, chai bekulin. So then you have to pay all the different Tzah, Ripu, Shevas, Parishas that we've been discussing. So now, that's the din that the Mishnah says. Now ask the Gemara, Hailoi Osa Chabura Hechidami. Exactly, what is the circumstance that the Mishnah means that somebody hit his parent, V'loi Osa Ba Chabura? Loi, isn't it referring to a situation, Kigon Shikol Yodai, he hit his hand, and V'soi Falachser, and it's going to get better. Yet, the Mishnah says, that under those circumstances, the exact circumstances that we began our shir with Rava's Shaila, the Ktani Chayav Bekulan. So you see that under these circumstances, all damages have to be paid. Ask the Rashba, why are we saying that that's Pshat in the Mishnah? Maybe the Mishnah is referring to a situation, Shikar al Yodai, in a Makkah, that the hand will not get better again, but there's still no Chabura, no blood came out. And as I said a moment ago, the only time there's a chiv misa for hitting a parent is when there's a chabura. Says the Rashba, an interesting chiddush. They were obviously experts in medicine. He says, if somebody damages a hand to the degree that this hand will not come back to use, there must be internal bleeding. And our Gemara and the Mishnah obviously holds that you don't have to have external bleeding for it to be a chabura. Even internal bleeding is a chabura. So the Gemara could not have suggested that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that he got a Makkah that ain't Soif Lachzer. Because then there would be Chiv Misa. And then we would say Kimlei with Rabbinei. There must be that the Mishnah is referring to a situation Shikol Al Yodoi V'Soif Lachzer, and yet the Mishnah seems to be telling us that you have to pay. Says the Gemara, no. Hachmai Skinen K'choin Shechirshei. It's referring to a situation that he made him deaf. V'Loi Osoi Chaburo. So there's no Chaburo. And that's why he's Chayef. Ask the Gemara, ask Tosfos, I mean, that we just learned in the previous year, the Chirshoi, if somebody makes somebody else deaf, he doesn't have to pay anything because the Nezek, Noisloi de Mekuloi, we learned in the previous year that it makes him considered completely useless. And therefore, you have to pay the entire value of the individual. So how can we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chirshoi and use it as a right that you pay Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Baiches? Didn't we learn in the previous year that by Chirshoi, you just have to pay Nezek? Answers Tosfos that since there is Tzar involved and there is Baiches involved when somebody makes someone else deaf, when the Gemara said, Noisloi de Mei Kuloi, it only meant regarding Shevis. Meant regarding Tsar, but it caught regarding Shevis, but it didn't exempt him from paying Boishes. It didn't exempt him from paying Tsar. And therefore, that could perhaps be what the Mishnah is referring to. So, how can we say that that's what that Mishnah is discussing? If somebody makes a parent deaf, he's Chayiv Misa. Lefishi Efshel Charisha B'loi Chabura. There must be some sort of chabura, because there must be tips of the dhamma nafle be'udnei. There must have been some internal bleeding inside the ear. And again, if there's a chabura, there's a chiv misa. And if there's a chiv misa, we'll say kimle be'drabmenei. So there won't be any chiv to pay damages. So again, the Gemara says, that can't be the situation that Mishnah is referring to, where there is a chiv to pay tzah, ripui, shevis, boishes. And the Paiskim again say, from teretz of the Gemara, it becomes obvious that the definition of a chabura involves some sort of bleeding, albeit not necessarily external bleeding. Internal bleeding is also considered bleeding, but we see that the Gemara, in all the situations, made sure that there's some sort of bleeding, that there should be a chiv mesa. Says the Gemara, el hocham ha'iskinen kegon shegilchay. It's referring to a situation where the son gave the father a haircut, and that doesn't involve that he should go down in value. Ask the Gemara, Meheda Hader, certainly if somebody gives his father a haircut, the hair will grow back. And now Mishnah, isn't that Mishnah behind the Bayon, isn't the Mishnah therefore discussing a situation where he gave him a haircut, he goes down in value, the Gemara will explain in a moment why he goes down in value because of a haircut, but the Mishnah says you pay for the damages. So we seemingly have an answer to Rav's question that even if the damage is temporary, you have to pay for it. Amri, Hochamai Skinan, what's he referring to? Kigon Socha Nasha, that he cut his hair with some sort of a powder, Deloy Hadar. That's not coming back. If so, it's not our Shaila. Because Rav's Shaila was in a situation that it's going to get better. There it's not coming back. So now the Gemara identifies what and why are there payments if somebody gives his father a haircut with the powder and the hair will not go back? Says the Gemara, Tsar. What is the payment for Tsar? This like Kurt Fnei Bereshe. The father never has cracks on his scalp. And when the sharp cream, powder, go into those cracks, V'tzafchi mahani kartfni. He screams out in pain from that powder going into the crack. Ripui, the bayasri. Certainly those cracks need to be healed. Shevis, why is there shevis? Says the Gemara, davamrakid dekuve. This person's job, his father was a batchin, a jester. And his job was that he used to come to weddings, other places, and dance. The boy, mach gavnei aresha. And part of what his show was, that he used to make motions with his head. And now, every time he moves his head, he's in pain. He can't move his head because of these cracks that cause him pain. So he's shevis, he's unemployed. Boishes, what's the Boishes here? Ein lecha Boishes golem is there. Here he's permanently bald. It's certainly very embarrassing. So now where we're up to is that Rava asked the question, is there a payment in a situation where it's a temporary damage? The Gemara attempted to use the Mishnah we're going to learn tomorrow, that is actually the situation that Mishnah is discussing. But actually the Gemara says that Mishnah is referring to a situation where it's permanent damage. And therefore we have no raya from that Mishnah, Tau Mishnah. It's permanent damage without a Chabura. Because if it was Chabura, we would say Kimayid Rabbanei. Actually, the Paiskim discussed Lahaloch Lamaisa, based on this Gemara, is a son allowed to give a father a haircut. We know that a son, if a son is a doctor, he's not allowed to treat his father because he could actually administer a treatment that involves a chabura. So unless there's nobody else, or unless the son is a specific expert, a son should not be a doctor for a father. So the question comes up regarding a haircut. And there are Paiskim, the Trumas Hadeshin actually, says that a son shouldn't give a father a haircut. Because Al Gemara just said that there's always a chance that by giving a father a haircut, you may cause him to bleed. And therefore, it's awesome. However, I saw that some Paiskim make a distinction whether you're giving him a haircut with a machine or you're giving him a haircut with a scissor. If you're giving him a haircut with a machine, there is a possibility that you'll cut him. With a scissor, most people. We're not, and I guess if he has a decent amount of hair, you're not necessarily going to cut him that he should bleed. Although, I did see an interesting tshuva from the Debrei Tzina Rav and the Ber Moshe. He says that sometimes, you know, if it's certain that he's going to make a chabura on the father, it's usher, unless there's no choice. But if it's not certain that a chabura is going to happen, and the father, let's say, is bald or he has these cracks on his head, and it's very embarrassing for him to go to a regular barber and expose his head, and he should see that he has this problem, and it's less embarrassing for a son to do it, and it's also not likely or not probable that he's going to cause the chabura, then the son should actually give the haircut. So we're back to our shaila. What is the din on a makkah shesoy filachsa? Says the Gemara, umilsa the baile l'rava. The question the rabbi posed as we began our shir, pshitalei labai lahakisa, ulurava lahakisa. Abai and Rav argue what is the psak. Ditma. He called yodoy. Again, he got a wound on his home, on his hand, the tzamsa, and it shriveled up, the saifalachsa, but he'll be fine. Abai oimer, noisnoi shevis gedoyla, the shevis katana. You have to pay him the shevis gedoyla. That means the value that he goes down permanently, that his hand isn't workable, that he can't work with his hand. The Shevis Ketana, that's a permanent situation. The Shevis Ketana is every day that he won't go to work. V'rav Amma, ain't a nice one like El Demei Shiftei. We don't take into consideration his permanent going down in value, because we know it's not permanent. But actually, for the days that he doesn't go to work, for that he gets paid. Shebechol Yoyim V'yoyim. So Rishonim make an interesting observation. They say, although Abai and Rava disagree on the Shevis Gedoyla, that he is devalued, they do agree that for every day of work, the unemployment that he can't get to work, that everybody agrees he gets paid for. But if we look in their wording, they use different words. Abai says, Shevis Ketana. Rava says, if they're both talking about the exact same payment, why do they use different wording to describe it? So the Rishonim point out that there actually is a machlokes between Abaye and Rava, how we pay this Shevis Ketana. According to Abaye, an evaluation is made how much time he won't be able to go to work, and we pay him for those days. According to Rava, it's Shebechol Yoyim V'yoyim. It isn't one evaluation for the entire period. Every day, if he can't go to work that day, we pay him what he would have earned. Before we go further, I quoted a Rosh at the beginning of the Perek that there's a raya to the Rosh from this Gemara. When we speak about Shevis, the Rosh says that even though the Mishnah said, and we learned it even in yesterday's Shir, that the way we evaluate the Shevis is if he was a Shomer Kshuim, as if he's a watchman for a cucumber field, says the Rosh, That's only referring to a situation where the person doesn't have a job. So when we make an evaluation for Shevis, that's how we make the assessment. Says the Rosh, let's say the person has a job, and he has a better job than just being a watchman. He has a higher paying job. Certainly, that is what's taken into consideration when assessing the Shevis. And what's a raya to the Rosh? The previous piece of Gemara. The Gemara says that this was a person who was a batchin, and we pay him, and now he can't do his batchonis those days. So we look at Shevis at what he would have earned as a batchin. The Gemara didn't say we look at Shevis as a shomer kshuim. So we see that when a person has a job, when we evaluate the Shevis, we look at it according to what he earns. Itma. Hakotei yad eved ivri. If somebody cuts off the hand of an eved ivri, shel chaveroi. So again, the Rishonim say, certainly if you kotei the hand of an eved kanani, and we're going to discuss that then anyway, mitshem. Certainly, if you cut the hand of an Eved Kanani is considered the property of the owner, and it's whatever damage is done, certainly is paid to the owner. Here it's referring to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is not the possession, not the property of his owner. Abai Omer, Noisin, Shevis Gedolel Eved, the permanent damage goes to the Eved. The Shevis Ktana, that he can't work these days, goes to the Rav. Rav Omer, Hakol Yenosin Eved, everything goes to the Eved, V'yulokh ben karka, and they buy property with it, V'arav Eichel Peres. And the owner gets the interest from that for as long as he would have been his Eved. Ask the Mefarshim, interesting, Halokh L'maisa. Here he did something to the Eved, that the Eved is permanently wounded. So an person bought an Eved Ivri, let's say with two hands, Baruch Hashem, and somebody cut off one of the hands of that Eved Ivri. So when I bought that Eved Ivri, I bought a healthy Eved that could work with both hands. Now the Eved can't work with both hands. So why the fact that he goes down in value, which is significant, should not go to the owner? The owner is the one that loses. He bought a healthy Eved, two hands, and now he only has one. That goes to the Eved. Why? So the Pesukim say a very interesting halacha. The Rishonim already discussed it. It's the concept of sick days in halacha. We are accustomed that how do we look at sick days? When you get a job, they tell you you're going to have 10 sick days, whatever amount of sick days. And then, if somebody, Rahman Salon, is sick for more of those days, that's his issue. The employer doesn't have to pay for those days. The halacha doesn't look at sick days that way. If somebody was hired as an Eved Ivri, and never he gets sick. He didn't do anything to get sick. He got sick. Then, as much as he's out, is the responsibility of the employer. In other words, obviously, if he was only hired for on a daily basis or an hourly basis, and he gets sick, then he won't get paid for the next day. But let's say he was hired on an annual basis or monthly basis, and he gets sick for most of the year or most of the month, the owner still has to pay. And therefore, if the Eved lost his hand, the Rishonim say, it's no different than if he got sick. And who would have to absorb the loss of him getting sick? The owner. Here too, if he loses the hand, it's no different than the Eved getting sick and the owner absorbs that loss. Pshita. Says the Gemara further. Piches etzel atzmoy veetzel rabbi loy piches. And what happened here is that the devaluation only affects him and it doesn't affect his owner. What is such an example? Hey chidami. The paskel l'resh udnei, the tip of his ear, or l'resh nechirei, or the tip of his nose, was cut off, hakel atzmai. Then the entire devaluation goes to him. Piches etzel rabba, what happens if the devaluation affects his owner? That's what we had before, plukta machlek sabai and rava. The nachal smosha has a beautiful way of explaining this gemara. He says, if the tip of his ear or his nose was cut off, and it obviously doesn't affect his ability to work, so why is there any payment? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says as follows. If someone has an Eved, and somehow his tip of his ear or his tip of his nose is cut off, that doesn't affect his ability to work. And therefore, the owner is not entitled to any payment. So if the owner is not entitled to any payment because it doesn't affect his ability to work, so why is he entitled to any payment? Says the Nachal Smosha, beautiful pshat. Let's say we're buying avodim. There's a slave market, an avodim for sale. And there are two avodim. One is fine, and one has his nose, a tip of his nose, the tip of his ear, cut off. Are you going to get the same price for the Eved, for both avodim? Of course not. Because when I come to buy an Eved, I'm going to prefer to buy an Eved that has everything perfect, that doesn't have the tip of his nose and tip of his ear cut off. So when we look at the value of the individual, the monetary value of the individual, certainly his monetary value is less. And that monetary loss belongs to the Eved. However, once the Eved was already bought, and he is the Eved of that owner, and then Rachmanel Tzlan, the tip of his ear, the tip of his nose is cut off, that doesn't affect the owner. And that's why the Eved gets that payment and not the owner. Continues the Gemara. Boishes, hakol fi amavayish from his bayish. We learned in our Mishnah, when we assess the boishes, we look who did the damage, who did the boishes, and who was embarrassed. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen, who is the tan of our Mishnah? It seems that's loy rameh v'loy rabbi Yehuda, el rabbi Shimon hi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya. The kulan roinai soy, kehem, kilo em b'nei chayim, shiodim in chaseyim. When we evaluate the boishes, we look at them as poor individuals, people who had money and lost it. So according to Rameya, all Jews are treated the same as far as boishes. There's no difference. That we have to look, if he's a wealthier person, then he gets more. If he's poor, he gets less. Rav Shimon Aymer, Ashirin, Roy and I say Kila b'nei Chayrim, Shradim and Chaseim. When it's a poor person, Machlekes Rishayim, that did the embarrassment or was embarrassed, we don't look at him at his current status. He's a very wealthy individual. We look at him as if he lost his money. And Niyim, Kibchusin Shabahem. So now, before we go further, I saw two Pshatim and how to understand the Machlekes. There's one Pshat of Pidrush that's given by the Gra. Beautiful Pshat. He says there's a machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Bonem atem l'Hashem elokeichem." So Ramei says, "Bonem atem l'Hashem elokeichem." We are considered God's children, whether we are doing the right thing or whether we're doing the wrong thing. Yehuda says, "No." Bezman she'oisim ritzonin shel makom, when we're acting appropriately, atem kriyim bonem, you're considered at Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Bezman she'atem oisim ritzonin shel makom, in atem bonem. So Rameya says, they're always B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Even if that's what we always are. Yehuda says, no, we have to look at how we're behaving. And that's the machlokes. That's the way to grow. Ramosha, in the Dibros Moshe, has a different way of explaining the Gemara. He says, there are three ways of understanding why somebody has to pay boishes. He says, it could be the boishes is a new din. The Torah says that if you embarrass somebody, humiliated somebody, you have to pay boishes. Another way of understanding boishes is that boishes is a mazik. It's no different than any other damage that one individual does to the other. And the third way of understanding boishes, says Ramosha, is that why would somebody be mavayish somebody else? Because it makes him feel better. So it's the mavayish feels better, and therefore he should pay for that, I guess, benefit, if you consider it a benefit, that you feel better because you embarrass someone else. Says Ramosha, the three opinions of the Tanoim that the Gemara just quoted represent those three opinions. Rameya says, everybody pays the same. What does Rameya pay? Everybody pay the same. Because Rameya holds that boishes is a chiddush that always has to be paid. And what is the formula? Everybody pays the same. Rabbi Yehuda says that why do you pay boishes? Because it makes the mevayish feels better. So if the mevayish feels better, we have to see who is the mevayish. A person who's a bigger person, he has more benefit, so he should pay more. Another individual less. Rav Shimon says that it's a regular situation of mazik, and just like by all situations that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, of mazik, we assess the actual damage. Here too, we should assess the damage. So now, ask the Gemara. Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Irameya, if we want to say that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya, it can't be. Because Masnisim Ktani, in our Mishnah, we learned, Hakalafiyah Mavayish Mimizbayish. We have to look who the two individuals are. Rameya's opinion is, Kula Bahada Dodinanu. Everybody's treated the same way. V. Rabbi Huda, if we're going to suggest that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Yehuda, Masnisim Ktani, Hamavayish is a Sumachayif. We're going to learn the Mishnah later that if somebody embarrasses a person who's blind, it's considered boishes. V'yir Rabbi Yehuda Omer, suma ein loy boishes. So the Mishnayis of our Perek obviously cannot represent Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. El alav, we must say, they're of Shimon he. That the town of our Mishnah is of Shimon. Says the Gemara, this proof is not conclusive. Because I feel the time Rabbi Yehuda. We could actually say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. Ki am Rabbi Yehuda. Because when did Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said suma ein loy boishes? L'mishklamanei. That if a suma embarrasses someone else, he doesn't have to pay boishes. Avala misvalei. But to pay boishes, if somebody embarrassed the suma, yavinalei. Says the Gemara, that can't be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The Kav Miktani Sefer, as we continue learning the Mishnah says, a mevayish is a yoshin chayiv. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's sleeping is chayiv, the yoshin shibiyish, and if, but somebody's sleeping, and he embarrasses someone else, the loch is his potter. V'loik tani, but the Mishnah doesn't say that suma shibiyish, that if suma embarrasses somebody else, the loch would be his potter. Miklal, obviously, the Mishnah holds, loish nahochi v'loish nahochi, by a suma, there's always boishes. And Yehuda holds by a suma, there isn't always boishes. So again, it's a proof that the Mishnayis don't follow the opinion of Yehuda. Al-Machvat, Masnisim, Shimon, we must say that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Shimon. Ask the Gemara. Man tan alohod the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? That says, Neskavim l'bayishis a cotton, a bishis a godl. Somebody really wants to embarrass a cotton. We'll see what that means in a minute. And he ends up being mevayish a godl. Noisin l'godl d'mei pashtish a cotton. So since you didn't intend to be mevayish a godl, you don't have to pay that boishis. You only have to pay the boishis of a cotton. Similarly, l'vayishis a evad a bishis ben chayim. You intended to mevayish an evid, and you ended up being mevayish a ben chayrim. Noisin a ben chayrim, the bei pashto shel evid. You have to pay what you would have paid to an evid. Mani. So again, ask the Gemara, who is the Tana of Mishnah? It's loy Ramei, v'loy Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara explains. Kusaka daitach, because the Gemara now is assuming that what is the definition of cotton and godel? Cotton means that he's cotton ben chosim, he's poor, and a godel means he's a godel ben chosim, he's wealthy. Now, I Rameya, so if we're going to say it's Rameya, so there's no difference of godl or cotton, wealthy or poor. Because didn't we just learn, Homer, Kurba Adadi Adadi Ninu. Rameya holds that everybody's treated the same way as far as boishes payments. Via Behuda, Behuda's opinion is, Ein Lavodin boishes. So what does the Brisa say? That somebody wanted to be Mavayish an Evid, and he ended up being Mavayish Ben Chayrim. So he'll give the Ben Chayrim the Evid price. There is no price by an Evid, according to Yehuda. Vir of Shimon, you're going to say it's going according to Shimon. Homer, didn't of Shimon hold, the Skavim Levayish Zeh or Vayish Zeh. If somebody intended to be Mavayish one person, and he ended up being Mavayish another person, Potter, then there's no Chi Boishes at all. My Tama, Kiktola. Because Rabbi Shimon views the payment for Boishes as the payment for murder. Mak Tola. Not if it's considered murder. There's no payment for murder. If it's considered an act of murder. Ma'ak tola, adam skavenle, it's not considered an act of murder until you actually kill the person you intended to kill. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'sholchi yodo v'chzikam v'voishof, achim skavenle. Here too, you're not chayiv if you intend to be mevayish this person, and you mevayish another person. Says the Gemara lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa does follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The key comes Rabbi Yehuda ain't lavodim boishes. What Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that avodim don't have boishes? Lemislehu. That if somebody embarrasses an evid, you don't pay him boishes. Avalemeshim. But if an evid embarrasses somebody else, samina behu. And that's what it means. Bibai seima. I feel tem remeya. We asked, Remeya says that everybody's treated the same way. And here it says that we look at a godel and a cotton. Answers the Gemara. Me savris, godel is not as we thought till this moment. The godel means a godel menachosim, and a cotton means a cotton menachosim, a wealthy or poor person, loy. Godel means a god mamish, somebody who's actually an adult. For cotton miyamish, it means somebody who's a cotton. Even Rav Meir, that says that everybody is treated equally, what does Rav Meir mean? He says that we have two people, exact same age. One is a wealthy individual, and a prominent individual, and one isn't. So Rav Meir says everybody's treated the same. But certainly even Rav Meir agrees that if we have a child, a 10-year-old child, and we have an adult, that the child and adult don't get the same boishes. And that's what it means, that he intended to be mevayish a child, and he ended up being mevayish an adult, so you only pay the price that you would have paid to the child. Ask the Gemara, the cotton by boishes who? Would you pay any boishes for embarrassing a child? Answers the Gemara, in. Kramer Papa, the mechlem yimechlem. As Rav Papa says, we're going to learn the Gemara later, that this boishes is possible by embarrassing a child in a situation where he gets embarrassed. And the Rishonim explained, how do we know what that is? How do we know what that is, that a child gets embarrassed? He says, the Rishonim say a beautiful way of testing it. They say, if a child goes through an embarrassing event, and after he experienced that, you ask him, how do you feel? And he still remembers the pain, the humiliation that he suffered, that's considered a situation where the child suffered boishes. Hachinami, that's the case here, the Mechlei Umechlei. Says the Mishnah. Hamavayish is Oren. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's not wearing any clothing, Hamavayish is a Suma, somebody who's blind, Hamavayish is a Yoshin, or somebody who's Hamavayish, somebody who's sleeping. In all of these cases, there is Boishas, he's Chayiv. However, the Yoshin Shabiyish is Potem. And the Rishonim say a very nice Pshat. We learned earlier in the Masechta, let's say somebody's sleeping. And while he's sleeping, he does damage. So we learned that he's Chayiv for being a mazik. So why is Yoshin Shabiyish Potter? Explain the Rishonim. When a person goes to sleep, everybody knows that while we sleep, we can roll around. And therefore, there's something on the bed, near the bed, we could do damage. And therefore, if I went to sleep in such a place, I'm going to be held responsible if I damage something. But when you go to sleep, you don't think you're going to be embarrassing anybody while you're sleeping. And even though it turns out that you did embarrass somebody while you're sleeping, Yechayif. Yoshin Shabiyish, Potter. Nafam and Agag, Vehizik, Ubiyish. If somebody fell off the roof and he did damage and he was Mevayish somebody, Chayif al Nezek, or Potter al Boishes, as we just learned, because you're not Chayif for Boishes, Achi Miskavin, until you did it intentionally. Tanarabonim. Baisha Orim, if you embarrass a person who's not wearing any clothing, Chayif. You are Chayif for Boishes. However, it's certainly the Baish's payment is not the same when you embarrass someone in wearing clothing versus someone who's not wearing clothing. Similarly, Baish of Abbas Merchitz, if you embarrass somebody while they're in the bathhouse, you're chayiv. However, whether you did it publicly. Omar, Baish Orem, if you embarrass him while he's not wearing clothing, chayiv. You chayiv for some sort of boishes. Ask the Gemara, Orem bar boishes who? And the Rishonim debate what is the Gemara's question. Some Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question is that if this person doesn't have enough self-respect, that he doesn't mind walking around without clothing, so obviously there's no boishes by this person. Which self-respecting individual is going to walk around without clothing? That's one pshat. Another pshat the Rishonim says as follows. What is the boishes here? That you took off his clothing. But here he's already not wearing any clothing. So if he's not wearing any clothing, where is the boishes? You can't take off clothing of an individual who's not wearing any clothing. Amar Rav Papa, my Orem, what does the Gemara mean when it says that he's not wearing any clothing? Dosa Zika Kachinu Lamane, he was wearing clothing. And a wind came and picked up his clothing. They wore different clothing like us. They wore like these robes. And the wind picked up his robe partially. And now somebody comes along and picks up the clothing even more. And that's how he embarrassed him. And the Ramah says, Halach lemaisa, based on this Gemara, let's say there's a rumor swirling, and Chafetz Chaim says this also, let's say there's a rumor swirling around about an individual. And a lot of people know the rumor. So a person would say, you're allowed to repeat it. Everybody knows this. From our Gemara we see that every extra drop of boishes is considered that you're chayiv for boishes. Here too, even if people already are speaking about this individual, you have no right to do any more. Beis HaMerchetz chayiv. The halacha is that if you do it in a Beis HaMerchetz, you're chayiv. Again, ask the Gemara, Beis HaMerchetz for boishes who? And again, the same question applies. The person's not wearing any clothing already in the Beis HaMerchetz. So how is it possible to embarrass him by taking off his clothing? He's not wearing any clothing. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa Shabai Shal Gabanor. He was going to swim in the river. So in the Beis HaMerchetz, people aren't ashamed to walk around without clothing. Because it's the private Beis HaMerchetz. But a river, when they went to the mikveh in the river, so when they went into the mikveh, this is one way of learning, when they went into the river itself, they took off the clothing. But that they did only when they entered the water. Outside, it was public. They didn't want to take off the clothing. Here, this person took off the clothing, pulled off someone's clothing outside of the river. So it's not the same as Chas V'Shalom if you pulled off somebody's clothing walking in the middle of the street. Because nobody in the middle of the street walks around without clothing. You get arrested for that. But certainly, if he pulls off his clothing near the river, there it's not the same as the middle of the street, but it is still embarrassing, and therefore Yechai Boshes. Bai Rav Abba Bar Mamal, Bai She Yoshin Omeis. You embarrass a person who was sleeping, and then he passes away. Mahu. What will be the halach? Is there a chiyuv boishes or not? Ask the Gemara, Maikam Abayloi, what exactly is this question? Amar Rav Zvid, Hochkam Abayloi. He's asking a question and trying to understand what is the payment for boishes. Hochkam Abayloi, Mishum Ksufa. Do we say that the embarrassment is, that the person feels an embarrassment? And here, he never felt the embarrassment. Why? Because of Amislei. Because he passed away. Vamislei, the less like Sufa. So he never really felt that embarrassment. Oidilma, Mishum Zalusahu. The problem of Boishes is that you're degrading the person. That act happened. Vaozlei. And he actually degraded him. Toshma, Remeya Oimer, Cheresh V'Katan, Yeshlem Boishes. The Cheresh V'Katan, a Boishes applies to them. Actually, the Chafetz Chaim says, that if our Gemara says that there's boishes by a katan, it's obviously you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara on a katan also. Ask the Gemara, Shaita yesh le boishes, Shaita ain le boishes. By Shaita says the Braisa doesn't have boishes. Iyam b'shlama mishum zelusa. If we're going to say that the payment of boishes is because you degraded the individual, hana dektonik katan. So now we could understand why a cotton also is entitled to a boishes payment. Eli Amrishim Ksufa, because you embarrassed him, cotton by boishes, he doesn't feel the embarrassment. Elamai, so what must we say is the issue of boishes? Mishum Zilusa, because you degraded the individual. So fact, ask the Gemara, if so, I feel a shaitanami. So why is the Bryce exempting payment of boishes by a shaita? You degraded the shaita too. Answers the Gemara, Amri Shaita Ein Lecha Boishes Gedol Mezu. A person who Rachman Tzlan is a Shaita is already so degraded, you can't make him less. And that's why you don't pay Boishes. Says the Gemara, Mikol Mokai. So we answer the Braisa, but shouldn't this Braisa be a proof, Nishinah, the Mishum Zelusahu, that the payment of Boishes is because you degraded the individual? Dim Mishum Ksufa, if we're going to suggest it's because of embarrassment, so our question comes back, cotton back sufahu, can a cotton feel this? And says the Gemara, yes. It's possible, as we said at the top of the Amid, that a cotton should feel the pain of humiliation. Kadamra papa, the michlam may a michlam. Sometimes you have a child that feels the humiliation. Hachanami, the michlam may or michlam. So, says the Gemara, so now that we proved that it's because of Zilusa, what was Rapapa Shaila? Says the Gemara, Rapapa ama hachkami boili. This is the question. Mishum ksufa de dehu. Do we say that the embarrassment is the embarrassment of this individual? Vamislei. And this person passed away. Aydilma, mishum boishes mishpacha. And even though this individual is no longer here, his family is here. Toshma. So Gemara brings raya. Chesh v'katan yesh loim boishes. Shaita ein loim boishes. And again, very similar Gemara. Yeah, it would say that boishes means the family, hanid tani cotton. So we could understand that even if the cotton doesn't feel the embarrassment, the family understands the embarrassment. Eli amet mishum ksufa today, that the person who you embarrassed feels the embarrassment. So ask the Gemara, cotton by boishes, does he have the ability to feel this? Elamai mishum boishes, the bnei mishpacha. The concern is the family. And that's possible even by a cotton. So if that's the concern, ask the Gemara, afil shaitanami, why is there no boishes payment? And says the Gemara, shaita elach boishes k'dal mazu, and the family can't feel anything, they ready, whatever there is to feel, they're feeling. Ask the Gemara, become makom nishmina, from the fact that the cotton feel that you pay boishes, isn't that a proof, mishum the boishes mishpacha, that it's the family? Di mishum ksufa, if it's the individual himself that's feeling the embarrassment, and that's why you're paying boishes. So the question comes back, cotton, back sufahu, is it possible to embarrass a cotton? Amra papa, it is possible. In the mechlamei, umechlam. Ask the Gemara, v'tayin Rabbi Yoyim Cheresh le boishes, shoyta ein le boishes, cotton pami, that question, it's braya, cotton pami yesh le pami ein le. Ha de mechlamei umechlamei, ha de mechlamei v'loi mechlam. Sometimes he feels the embarrassment, and sometimes he doesn't feel the embarrassment. If he feels the embarrassment, then you pay boishes, otherwise not. Says Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, based on this Gemara, sometimes he asks the question is posed in two ways. First I'll say where everybody agrees to, and then we'll talk about where there's a machlokes. He says that sometimes you have a situation where you have a Talmid Chacham, never Rachman Otzlan has Alzheimer's, became senile. So, do you still have to give him COVID? He walks in, do you have to get up? Do you have to give all the COVID that you have to give to Talmud Chacham? He doesn't feel it, he doesn't realize Nebuch, or not. So says Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, since our Gemara is showing that's not only the individual himself that's in concern, we look at the family, and he is his family, he is the family of the Talmud Chacham, so if you're chayiv for boishes, you're also chayiv for COVID. But then I saw a very interesting machloikis between Rav Chaim Kinyevsky and his father-in-law, Rebbe Yoshev. Let's say there's a person who's nebuch not well. This question comes up, unfortunately. There's a person who's not well, and he's in the hospital, and his situation is not a good situation. He's physically not well, mentally not well, and the family requests that nobody come visit him. Because it's a bazillion, it's a boishes to him that people should see this patient in such a way. Do you listen to what the family says or not? So Rav Chaim Kinyevsky says, of course. Going to visit the person in such a time is a boishes. He's embarrassed. Rabbi Yoshev says, when is a boishes? When your intent is to be mevayish. Here it's not your intent to be mevayish. Your intent is to be mechabed, so you can't call that boishes. If your intent is just the opposite. I'm not suggesting that he says you have to go visit, but he says it wouldn't be considered a situation of boishes. Another interesting thing that I saw, you know, we're used to hearing modern educational theories, but Rav Chaim Kinyevsky says that when he was a child, in the cheder that he studied in, the Rebbe had a very interesting method of how to seat the children. They were seated according to their abilities and to how they were learning. And the good students sat in the front of the room, and the weaker students sat in the back of the room. And he says it's usur, because Al Gemara just said, the Brisa says it clearly, that there's boishes by a cotton. So taking a child who isn't such a great student and putting him in the back of the room is certainly a situation of boishes. And Al Gemara says that there's boishes even by a cotton, and he says certainly it's inappropriate and usur. Says the Gemara Vayta. And Mavayish is a Suma. If Mishnah spoke about being Mavayish is a Suma. Says the Gemara, so it's Chayiv. Says the Gemara Masnis, and like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah seems not to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma ain't lecha boishes. There is no boishes but a Suma. The Kacha Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Mechayiv Golis, Mechayiv Malkis. That if a Suma kills somebody else, he's not Chayiv Golis, or if he doesn't avail for Malkis, he's not Chayiv Malkis. Or if he doesn't avail for which there's Mises Bezdin, he's potter of Rechim Mises Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, my Tam Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's ruling? So as the Gemara, Gomer Einocha Einechem Eidem Zayimim. He learns the Gzer Shof from Eidem Zayimim. Mas Hossam Sumim Loi. It's impossible for Eid Zayman to be an aid. A blind person can't be an aid. Half hocha sumin loy, sumin can't be chayiv this malchus. B'chayiv golis. How do we know that suma is not chayiv golis? The tanya b'loy ro'ois. Prat l'suma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. A suma is excluded from the parasha of golis. Remei oimer l'rabbis is a suma. A suma is included in the parasha of golis. Ask the Gemara, what is the machloikis? My Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, Amaloch, the Pasuk says, Vashyoves re'eu biyar lacht of eitzim. Anybody that enters the forest, anybody, Vafil suma, even a blind individual, Kos rachmona b'loy ra'ois, then the Torah says, no, but if he can't see, he's not included, lemuti. That comes to exclude that the suma is not in the parasha of chiv golis. Remei kos rachmona b'loy ra'ois. The Torah used the word b'loy ra'ois, lemuti. That excludes a summa. And then, the Torah again uses the word, b'vliv das, lemute, have a miyat achamiyat, so we have one miyat following another miyat, and we know the halach is, a miyat achamiyat elu l'rabbis. If we have two miyitum following each other, actually we end up with a ribui. Rabbi Yehuda, so don't we clearly have a situation of a miyat achamiyat? Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rameya? Says the Gemara, that B'li Das is not talking about a Summa. According to Yehuda, it's talking about somebody else. B'li Das, Prat L'Miskavenu Dasa. That if somebody has intention, he's not considered B'li Das, that he's Chayiv Golos. Chayiv Mises Bezdin. How do we know that Summa is not Chayiv Mises Bezdin? Asya Ritzeich Ritzeich M'Chayiv Golos. Just like he's not Chayiv Golos, he's not Chayiv if he murders somebody. Chayiv Malkius. How do we know that he's not Chayiv Malkus? Also, Rosha, B'chayiv Mises Bezdin. By B'chayiv Mises Bezdin, it's called the Rosha, and Chayiv Malkus is called the Rosha, so if he's exempt from Mises Bezdin, he's also exempt from Malkus. We'll end the Shi'ur with a Vart from the Imre Yemes. The Imre Yemes says, Ein miyut achamiyut al rabbi. So, Pashup Shad is that when we have two psukkim following each other, if they both come to be mamat, the same thing, it actually, we treat it as a ribui. Says the Imre Yemes, if you have a person that constantly makes himself small, he constantly acts modestly, that's the great individual. The person who keeps on acting small, the rabbis is really the great person.